Hello and welcome to Our Job to be Done, the podcast where we're looking at the challenges we have both in our society as well as in business in these transforming times, and where we're going to meet experts who are going to have a look together with us related to these challenges. We look together in terms of their experience. We look together what is there maybe challenging and what can be done related. My name is Johannes. I'm an innovation consultant and author. And today I'm in London together with Michael. And Michael, please introduce yourself.
Thanks. Yes, my name is Michael Fischer, and I'm the European Country Manager for the Movember Foundation. And we're based in London, but we're looking after men's health all over the world.
It's great that you're having time. It took some time to schedule our meeting, and the challenge we want to look at together with you and also to the people who are listening out there is related to men's health. And I would describe it probably this way, that health, or doing something healthy for yourself, and when I got in touch with it as a kid, was really related to my mom, to something very feminine out there. But by getting older myself, by reflecting life, how life truly is, and also by being in touch with other men, I gotta say, for sure, health is something which is so, so crucial also for man's side. And it's very, very crucial that we as a man do something for ourselves and that we support each other related. And that's where we want to look at, where do we as a man stand in these times? What might be challenging? And what is it that might even help us to proceed?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And the tagline or the headline for the press releases we publish is always "Men's health is in crisis," and people are looking at me and just asking, "Well, I don't see it." Like, you know, there's obviously always issues out there that people are concerned about and that they should be concerned about. But men's health is one of those issues where we should be more alarmed than we actually are, and we are trying to advocate for men's health. And it's really, there's one striking number that we have to keep in mind, which is that globally, in every country in the world, men live 5 to 6 years shorter than women. So men die younger than women, and there's no biological reason for that. The only reason is that men don't look after their health as well as women. So I think there's a lot of things we can learn from women, and that's actually where Movember draws some of the inspiration from. Is to look at how women look after their health and how good they are at looking after their health and how bad men are when it comes to getting a checkup, but also being advocates of their own health and being vocal about their own health. Women are much better at asking for checkups to be covered by health insurances. They are also more vocal amongst each other, talking about their own health amongst their friends is much more common than with men. Men are very proud of their scars and sports injuries, but for example, when it comes to mental health, that's one of the biggest issues with men. Every minute of every day, a man takes his life globally. So that's a horrifying statistic. And 3/4 of suicides are male. So we know that there's a big issue out there, and we're here to help change the dial and to help men address their health.
Thanks a lot. It's quite scary, the numbers that you just mentioned in terms of men committing suicide. I also was not aware that what you just said, that there's no biological connection to it, because it's easy to say, yeah, and I hear it quite often, women live longer, but if this is a factor, then it looks really like even more we need to do something related.
Yeah, and we try to tackle this from a slightly different angle than a lot of other charities. So a lot of people, if you ask them if they have ever heard of Movember, they will say, "Oh yeah, it's the hashtag on Instagram. Guys grow a mustache in the month of November." But there's so much more behind it, and we're a global charity. As I said earlier, we're active in over 20 countries in the world, and we've raised hundreds of millions of euros over the years. We funded over 1,250 health projects, and I can probably talk about one or two after this. But actually, the way it started was from a slightly different angle. And we started in a pub in Australia by a group of friends who talked about trends coming and going and disappearing and reappearing. And they realized that ever since the 80s, no man, at least in their age group, was growing a mustache. But they thought mustaches look really cool, and they thought about their dads and their mustache idols like Freddie Mercury or Tom Selleck. So they made a pact amongst themselves, hey, let's grow a mustache just as a group of friends. And they realized it raises a lot of attention, and it really gets people talking. And the following year, they thought about putting the mustache to a good cause. And that's when they started raising funds for prostate cancer, and it was later expanded to testicular cancer and mental health and suicide prevention. So it started from a silly idea and from a very fun point of view, and that's still our most important brand value. That's what people associate us with, and that's, I think, what also keeps the campaign going and drives the numbers of participants to increase. We've got over 6 million people who've joined us over the years, and I personally got involved in 2012. Working for Movember as a consultant, and I'm now looking after 10 markets, which is really impressive, because there's a lot of stories out there of men who took ownership of their health and who maybe weren't aware of their health risks, and that's a really beautiful campaign to be a part of.
I'm quite amazed about what you've built all over the years, even worldwide, because the term Movember and also growing the beard has become quite present here. Yeah? And I think basically the mission that you have is it's quite key in these times we are in. Yeah, because as you said before, like, naturally somehow women are more connected to it, but we need to do something, and maybe we need to also learn from them, but that's not something that comes by nature. We really need to encourage ourselves.
Yeah, and we've tried to build a network or a supporting platform on our website, movember.com, where you can not only look after or look up all the health resources, the statistics, the actual to-dos, which I can talk about in a minute, and what men need to do at what age in order to look after their health. But we also build a social network for men to support Movember together. So if you go on the website, movember.com, you can register a fundraising page, a profile. We were actually very early when it comes to that. So we still call those fundraising pages MoSpace, which is a little nod to the prevalent social network at that time, which wasn't Facebook. And we try to build a platform where men can connect across borders. A lot of companies like Google use Movember as a tool in order to drive employee engagement, but also increase employee awareness of employee health. And they also use it as a platform, you know, to connect employees across the world and have a little bit of a friendly fundraising competition. So you have that website, which is also mirrored in a beautiful app that encourages you to capture your so-called MoGrowth. So we ask people to shave clean on the 1st of November and then grow a mustache throughout the month. So this app allows you to, for example, take a picture every day, and then you can morph this into a nice stop motion film at the end of November. So a lot of it is about technology, but in the end, what the mustache is, what the mustache's mission is, to start a conversation. So by changing your looks, by changing how your face looks with a mustache, you start a conversation, because people ask you, why are you growing a mustache? Why do you look a bit silly? And then this is the opportunity for you to strike and have that conversation, whether that's with your family, for example, your fathers or your uncles, or whether that's with colleagues or friends. This is when you have to tell them, it's for Movember. I do this to raise awareness. You can leave a donation here, but also what we really want to do is create behavior change. And there's three simple things we ask men to do for each of our course areas. So for testicular cancer, which is a young man's disease, we ask men starting at age 15 to check their testicles regularly, ideally under the shower where you already spend some time there, but also the warm water helps the testicles to come out of the body, be more accessible. And men at the age of 45 or 50 should start having a conversation with their doctor about getting their prostate checked out. There is a risk for men who have prostate cancer running in the family, but also men of color could have an increased risk, and that's why it's so important to detect it early, because otherwise your chances of survival are dropping significantly. And then for men of all ages and of all backgrounds, we ask them to be vocal and be open-minded about men's mental health. So when you realize a friend or a colleague is struggling, take them out for a walk or for a coffee and have that chat and tell them you're a bit concerned about their health. And we encourage men to look not only after their own health, but also after each other's mental health. And I talk a lot about men, but women are a big factor, because you mentioned that earlier as well. So, you know, a woman can be a Mo's sister, so they can also sign up to Movember, raise funds, raise awareness, and start those conversations with the men in their life.
I think that that's a pretty important point related to women, because it's all, I mean, the times we are in is no longer about separating, it's about connecting with each other. And I mean, you said it before, actually we can learn for them. So I really like the idea that you embrace it.
Yeah, absolutely. And every woman has a man in their life, at least one, hopefully, they care about. But Movember took inspiration from women's health campaigns like Pinktober, or Pink Ribbon, depending on where you are, the name's slightly different. And, you know, they realized we need a symbol, we need to own a month, and we need to get involved, and we also need to go where men are. So if you look at, for example, hockey, the NHL, a lot of those players are growing a mustache in November, but they also wear a pink shirt or a pink jersey in October. So we think those campaigns go hand in hand, and it's not either or. That's why there's 12 months in a year, and there's a lot of amazing, amazing charities. But we think that by being vocal, but also visual, and owning an icon or logo, or owning a whole month, this can be really beneficial. And this should only be the start of a health journey. Obviously, we want men to start maybe adapting their behaviors, maybe starting to exercise a bit more, or living healthier in general. And Movember is only the start. And a lot of people do Movember over the years, and they come back every year, and we see a change in their behavior, and we meet them regularly, and we get those stories or feedbacks of people that, you know, started doing it as a little bit of a joke with friends, but now they're fully behind it. They're donating year on year, raising funds year on year, and that's why it's such an important and beautiful movement. We're here to stay. We're not a one-hit wonder. We have ambitious goals that that are currently looking at 2030, where we want to decrease the number of suicides, we want to increase the number of men who get diagnosed and checked early, and therefore we want to limit the number of men who are suffering side effects from their cancer treatment, because they might get checked up early, and this way it's going to be less invasive when it comes to their health.
What I really like is what you also mentioned with the beard as a door opener for these conversations, yeah, which is also related, like you're saying, we're not a one shot, yeah, because I think we're in these times, companies quite often are thinking about also what to do, and then they're doing a campaign for the moment, but you're really coming from the core in the end, because you really want to, like you're saying, see different results. That's what drives you on.
Yeah, exactly. And we've done some research in the past with companies who've done Movember, and I think over 90% have reported that they've had a conversation about their health. Because Movember is so inclusive, you have to have a Mo, or you can just register on the website, or you can just raise funds. A lot of companies use it because we tick those boxes that CSR departments these days have. They need to look after their employee health, they need to create some kind of or improve the team spirit. But what I've also realized lately is that a lot of companies are struggling with employer branding. So what they want to do is they want to appeal to the young talent out there and show them that no matter where they work, they can make a difference. They can also bring in their personality. They can execute campaigns internally that don't only increase sales or other KPIs, but that actually make the company as a whole more responsible or more of an advocate for men's health. And this is really beautiful. And we meet with a lot of HR and CSR people out there who really love the Movember campaign, because it gives them a nice angle to tackle some serious issues, but always with a bit of a wink and a smile, and obviously a lot of beautiful lip warmers, as we call the mustache internally.
Exactly. That's where what I think also connecting back to like it was in my youth when talking about health between guys, talking about doing something good for yourself. Already the thought felt very complicated, say it this way. It was also like, oh, I need to go to a doctor related. So I think what you guys are doing is actually a very good example that something for the good, for the core, also can be creative, can be smart, can be like you're saying, having a wing.
Yeah, and that's a beauty behind it. We know how men work and how men think, and it's really, really hard to force them to do something, or it's really unsuccessful to tell them what they're not supposed to do. So we try to do a positive change. So we try to motivate them to do something, and then the health benefits will come by itself. One easy example is we could tell men not to smoke or to smoke less. We could tell them not to drink or to drink less, or we could tell them to eat healthy. But it's really hard to do that, and I know personally giving up a bad habit without a motivation is quite tricky and quite hard. So what we tell men instead is we tell them to move more, because if they move, they will definitely have health benefits from that. Even just getting out, getting up from your desk at lunchtime, going for a 30-minute walk is probably the easiest and most efficient thing you can do about your health. But if men pick up a habit of working out or going for a walk or being outside, they will realize that the need or the desire to, for example, eat unhealthy or drink unhealthy is decreasing, because if you work out or if you are physically active, you would just be drawn to a more healthy behavior. And that's a really beautiful thing, and especially about mental health in this day and age. You know, we are all strapped to our desks. We work 10-hour days. We don't go out for lunch. We don't have time. We don't think we have time for exercise. And then we have sleep problems that we try to fix with medication. So it's a bit of a vicious cycle. And we know through our research that being active can already help battle some of those stress factors we have in our busy modern life. So yeah, if you go to the website, there's a few things and a few tips where we can help, but being active is definitely a good first step in order to improve your own mental and physical health.
I think that was a very, very key point that you just mentioned, and I can also confirm it from my experience. What we're talking about now here in this couple of minutes, or the topic we're facing to, is related to behavior. So it's really about, it's going very deep. It's not just something like you're thinking about, you're just probably, do it in the moment. It's really something, it goes actually down to your routine in the end. Yeah, so you're changing completely your behavior, you're redefining yourself. Yeah, and I think part of that, as far as I remember when looking back, as I said, in my youth, I couldn't find really also those examples of men who are going that way. And I some kind of knew it's going to be complicated. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the term behavior, but I knew it's complicated. Yeah. And I think that's exactly also very, very helpful to give each other the hand. Related.
Yeah, exactly. We try to make health accessible, and obviously for someone that's a trained runner, it might be it might be no challenge to run 10 kilometers, but for someone who's barely getting up from their couch or sofa, that might be the equivalent of climbing Mount Everest. So instead of saying, do this, do that, we try to give little little inspiration. And yeah, we try to make it easy, because again, we know how men operate, and we try to give them not too many options. We try not to confuse them. And there's a little function on our website. If you create the fundraising page on movember.com, you can also give yourself a little move target. So you can set up a fundraising target. How much money do you want to raise for Movember? But you can also say how much do I want to move, how many kilometers. And there's a lot of people who do it in the team and who have a joint target. And for others, as I said, it's just, you know, getting up, going out for a walk. But I can't remember which study that is, but somewhere I read that it takes 20 days to change your behavior. So if you look at the Movember, which has 30 days, you know, you can have a few cheat days, but you can still do something healthy. And as I said earlier, it's just a start. We've got a few pieces on YouTube out there that also document some of the work we fund in men's health, and a lot of those are about, you know, making some tiny changes that have a big impact. And I think that's a very humble approach we have there, but also we've got ambitious targets. We want to decrease the number of men who die prematurely quite significantly, and that only works if we all work together. And, you know, we look after the men in our lives, whether that's ourselves or our colleagues, our friends, our family.
One final point before we also close this conversation is, I mean, you all, similar as myself, you have German roots. I personally somehow perceive, because I'm living and still in Germany, but I'm also quite often internationally out there, that these kind of quality conversations between men supporting each other both in UK, but also in Canada, where I used to live, so different cultures, is more kind of prominent. Yeah, what is your perspective on Germany in terms of men's work? Where do we stand there, and in supporting also health-wise?
Yeah, that's really interesting, because I was, as I said in the beginning, I was around when Movember was introduced to the German market in 2012. And I had a lot of confused conversation with journalists who I tried to convince to talk about Movember, and they just couldn't grasp the idea of what it is, because charity fundraising in Germany isn't as big as it is, for example, over here in the UK or in the US or even Australia. In Australia, the question is not, are you going to do Movember, but how are you going to do Movember? Just because it's been ingrained into the lifestyle of so many men. And this is definitely something that I want to happen in Germany one day. But on the other hand, you have to see there's cultural differences. In Germany, people are benefiting from a quite sophisticated healthcare system, whereas in markets like the US, for example, it's a bit more based on your personal investment. So I think we're still at the beginning of a journey. On the other hand, Movember started in Australia in 2003 and in Germany in 2012. So they've got a bit of a head start, and we're catching up. And I think it's you know, it's all of our mission, all of our listeners' mission, maybe, to have that conversation with friends and family internally, and to think about, you know, will I support Movember? Is it something I'm going to look at? Again, if you go to the website movember.com or write me an email at michael@movember.com, I'm happy to point you in the right direction, and I'd love to welcome as many of the listeners as possible to think about it, to have a look at the website, and maybe it's something you guys want to do internally with your company, or just with your friends, or just follow your favorite football or hockey club who we're currently trying to get signed up as well.
Yeah, this is also something I really want to encourage, to connect related, because it really helps doing it together. Thank you also for mentioning that people can get in touch with you, or you can get in touch with me related. I think we just need to do it, honestly. And wrapping it up, we're going back to the starting question, which we also worked on, in terms of men's health. world has been transforming in the last couple of years, but looking there, where do we stand now in terms of man taking care of our own health, supporting each other, and what is job to be done even to do it better? What helps us?
I think the job that needs to be done is we all need to look after our health better, especially as men. But yeah, I think the easiest way is have that conversation, talk to the men in your life, whether they are looking after their health, what they're doing. As I said earlier, the easiest way to find information about simple ways to improve your health or simple things to talk about is go to movember.com, where you find out more. And yeah, share the words, spread the message, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, it's really, really like to said, start with yourself, and also look for the others. I think I really want to encourage people to do that. Maybe a man's group is something you never heard of, but I think like I said, the way you are doing it is also like kind of entertaining way. Yeah, so and you can still get a lot of information, and the entertaining way helps you to connect with each other. So don't overcomplicate things. I mean, have interest and look at others, what they're doing, and then just move forward.
Yep. I have nothing to add.
No, I think it's in the end, sometimes it might sound complicated, but if everyone is honest to himself, by getting older, you're feeling different in your body. And it can happen right in the next moment, yeah, that life is over, yeah. And what I found really, really interesting, just to highlight it again, is that you said it looks like biologically that women are getting older. There's no biological reason. It must have to do with how they treat themselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, it's just taking care of your own health, but also being advocates of men's health. Men a lot of the time suffer in silence, and then they don't speak up until it's too late, and we want to turn that around. We want to make men to be as comfortable as to talk about their mental health, for example, as it's about their physical health. We all know about the men flu, you know, when men have a cold and they lay in bed and they pretend like they're gonna die, but when they're actually about to die, it's the other way around. They think manning up and being a strong person will get them anywhere, but in fact, that's exactly what get us into the men's health crisis we're in right now. So we need to change that, not by turning everything upside down, but just by making men more comfortable to look after their health.
Thanks a lot, and I'm looking forward to being in touch with you.
Yes, thank you.